Right now, we are joined on the phone by the offensive coordinator for the University of Jamestown, Tim Belmore. How are you doing this morning, Coach?
Great, Steve. How was everything out there?
Hey, it was a great trip out to Montana this weekend, and let's talk about Friday night a little bit. First, let's talk about some of the things that that you did like about Friday night. Obviously, on the top of the list has got to be Bo Erickson.
Well, you know, we obviously had some a lot of positives in the game. You know, not only our quarterback play, but I feel like our running backs, our offensive line, our receiver group, there were a lot of positives spread across the offensive side of the ball. Probably the biggest one that I'm really, really excited about was the fact we were smart with the football. We didn't have any interceptions or any fumbles, so we got to continue that process and make sure that we either force the opponents to earn everything they get or at least score a kick before we give up that ball. So a lot of positives. We had a couple penalties late in the game, but our numbers were down in that category too. So just a lot of really good things to build on going into this week.
You talked about last week some of the new things you guys were going to be doing offensively, and then off the air just a minute ago you mentioned to me how well you thought your offense responded to some of those new things.
Well, you know, anytime you go into fall camp without any spring practice, we had a limited number of days before we started preparing for Rocky. There was some unknowns in some of our schematics of what we're doing in the running game as well as the passing game. Some things that have changed and are going to help us down the road big time. But until you go live against a different opponent than who you've seen in a whole bunch of practices, you never quite know. And I was really excited about how we started things off. There were a few key moments in the game that we just fell a little bit short on, and if we take care of those things, I think we're going to come, we're going to move even further towards our goal, which is to win each game and to do our best to put us in the best position to be successful.
The running game didn't really get started on Friday night. You had some problems. The defensive front from Rocky Mountain, obviously very big, very physical. Did you feel like your guys started to wear down at all, or credit the Rocky defense, or what are you crediting to the running game struggles on Friday night?
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, for us within the running game was we were going against a pretty decent defensive front. You know, let's not forget the last time we talked, we were talking about those five veteran linebackers, you know, that had a significant amount to say in the ball game. 94 has played a lot of football, you know, not only at Rocky, but at other places. They played well up front. They were dynamic. I think our biggest thing was we just needed to continue to get used to our schematics of it, our count, and who we're working towards, making sure that the running backs stay patient with their steps and their footwork, and continue to push and go. We got down, so that, we had to start throwing the ball a little bit more than we wanted to as the game went on. That had a little bit to do with things. And when you replace two senior running backs, you're going to have a few things that you have to work towards. I was excited about our numbers that we had on the day, overall yards that we ran for. So it was good. I'm not disappointed at all with it. And it's more a matter of, all right, hey, we're running the quarterback a lot more than we have in years past. So let's get used to that and let's see what is going to fit us best.
Why don't you grade out your offensive line play from Friday night?
You know, I think with any time, we were missing one of our starters from last year, Jared Steinberger, who's still getting over a little bit of a hamstring injury. We had a freshman playing at left guard for most of the day. So I would say that it was a pretty solid effort up front. You know, I think any time that you're able to go until the fourth quarter and not have a penalty called on the guys up front compared to a year ago, when we were befuddled early on in the game with penalties, both jumping offside, holdings, illegal hands to the face, that sort of thing. I think they've come quite a ways against a pretty decent front, but they've just got to continue to build. The cohesiveness has to continue to gain momentum as the season goes on. It's one of those things with O-lines, they've got to get used to each other. You know, and whenever you have a new piece to that puzzle in there and not having spring ball, that adds to the growth process being a little bit longer. We just have to continue to strive every day and make sure that they're feeling confident and comfortable with what's going on. I thought there were really good moments with every O lineman we had. And then there's, different looks that all of a sudden you're seeing live for the first time against a different team. You know, it's a lot of adversity out there on the field, and they just got to continue to build and learn from what happened and be better next time.
We're talking with the offensive coordinator of the University of Jamestown, Tim Belmore. Let's shift our focus to Saturday, the Valley City State Vikings coming to town. They've got some veterans up front. You guys have got a veteran offensive line. These guys have played a lot of football against each other, and, of course, that rivalry always runs deep.
Absolutely. You know, you can really kind of throw inexperience or veteran nature out of the game. You're going to get both sides best, and that's always the way it's been. Last year was my real first experience at two games worth, but you see tapes from years past. You talk to former players, former coaches. It doesn't matter. It's going to be a battle each and every play from the start of the game to the end. So we know they're going to bring their best. It's going to be, just like they're playing week five for them. That's what we're anticipating. We're not anticipating first game jitters on their end. We've got to get better. We've got to do more on first down and do better on third down as well, and just got to bring our improvements into this game, handle the emotions of this game, and put our best foot forward.
You talked about improvement from game one to game two being so important. What are some of the growth areas you're looking for over the course of this week?
Well, we really just we talked on Sunday with the guys before we watched tape the entire offense, and our main focus and key point this week is to put the onus on our guys that, hey, we got to run the ball more consistently. Anytime we're going to throw the football, I think we threw it 45 times a week ago. Some of those were uncovered screens, so they're kind of more run plays than passes, but I felt like we went to the pass maybe a little bit too often. We did some really good things in the throwing game, that's not what I'm saying, but we need to be more of a consistent force up front, and that happens through game reps. That happens as you continue to practice and hone in on what you do best. I think we took some really good strides in that direction, and it's going to be a real point of emphasis this week going into the game against Valley. You got to win the battle up front, both in the running game and then in our protection game. So we have to be sure that we're doing everything we can, moving the football, and keeping the clock in our favor as well.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck this week, and we'll see you Saturday out at Raleigh.
Sounds great, Steve. Thanks for everything you guys do.
Thank you. That was the offensive coordinator of the University of Jamestown, Tim Belmore.